Okay, I think we're good. So today we're going to begin the sugya of Maros, and that begins with the Mishnah and Daf Yutaf and Malos. The Mishnah tells us, Chamisha damim tameim beisha. There are five shades of dam that are tamei. Ha'adam ha'shachor, red and black. Uchakeren karko, which is translated as a crocus, which is like an iris type of iris type of plant. If you look at the Meiri actually has a picture, which are few and far between in the Meiri, but the Meiri drew a sketch over here what Karen karko looks like, if anyone wants to know. Uchamei adama, uchamazuk, diluted wine. Veshami omer maf kamei tilsim kamei basar tzli. Vesil mitarin. So we'll see in a moment in the Gemara that there seems to be 3 days in the Tanaim here. What's the difference between chamim and vesil? The Gemara will explain that. But the Gemara learns out from bein dam ledam that there is dam tamei and there is dam tahor. That there is the ability that the Mor Haran needs to have to be mafin between Dam Tameh and Dam Tahor. Interestingly, or parenthetically, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Zayin has another drasha with the same pasuk, Dam Ladam, is Ben Dam Nida Ladam Ziva. So you have to figure out how these two drashas relate to each other. If you look in the Pardes Yosef, Hachadash, and that pasuk in Devarim and Parsha Shoftim, we ask Mar Mekomis on that topic. Is there a steer in drashos? Are they parallel, complementary drashos? But that's not our topic. Our topic today. And then the Gemara says there are these Dalid Maros of the five Maros in the Mishnah. Four of them we learn out from Sukkim. Because the pasuk has v'kivol lefnei Hashem v'chiper alav v'taram imkor dameha zos teras yoleda zafachar o lanekeva so dameha harekin kan arba, and the Gemara says that shachor is a derivative, that shachor is considered to be adam el shalaka, that it started out as red, it fundamentally is red, and something happened to it to change its shade to black. Okay. And then the Gemara indicates on the bottom, Beisil Mitarin. So Tanakhama says there are five Maris Damim. Beis Shammai adds a couple more. Beisil Mitarin. Ask the Gemara, Haina Tanakhama. So Tanakhama said there are five. Beis Shammai said it's 5 plus 2. And Beisil says it's 5 plus 2 minus 2. So that's essentially Shitas Tanakhama. What's the difference? Ika Beinayu, Litlos. Says Rashi in the top of Amid Beis. Tanakhama Savar, Chamisha Damim, Tumeim, Vadai. The Idas Meka. So according to Tanakhama, the five shades of the Mishnah are Vadai Tamei. The additional shades that Beshami adds are Safek. And according to Beisila, those additional shades are Tahor Legamri without any Shaila. We'll see. This carries over to the Machlokes Kavi Ben Malalel in the next piece in the Mishnah as well. So the Pashas is that the five Maros mentioned in the Mishnah, the 4 plus 1, four reds and one black, should be tamei on the same level. However, Badr Shulchan points out that the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis HaKatzar, beginning of Bayis Zayin, has the following language: Va'od timu chachamim es hashachar. Chacham were mitamei black. That sounds like the four maras of red. So that's the meha, bin dam ladam. And then Chazal added a fifth of shachar. And we'll see a little while where Vavadya relies on this Rashba and assumes that this is correct lahalacha, that black is more kal or more, is only the rabban as opposed to the other maris deraisa. And therefore, Vavadya is willing to be more makel on browns and questionable maros that, if to the extent that they're problematic, are problematic because they're close to black, since black anyway is only derabbanan. In that line of the Rashba that seems to indicate a distinction between reds and blacks, may be reflected in a comment of Rashi as well. And this is pointed out by the Sefer Shari Tara, Shlomo Zalman's nephew, Rabbi Bechel Stern, Simon Yudbeis Ostalit, Shari Tara, Simon Yudbeis Ostalit. He points out a lashon of Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi in Sukkah, Lama Gimel Yudbeis, writes, Dam Shachor Beisha Adom Hu El Shalaka, that black blood is considered to be fundamentally red, that was diminished, that was affected, and that's what turned it to black. Lefikach Temuhu, and therefore Chazal were mitame black blood, because it's not in our Mishnah. That Lashon Rashi and Zuka is saying that black blood is derabanan, lefikach Temuhu. On the other hand, he points out the Lashon Yerushalmi, Perek Beis Halach Vav, here in Ida, Minayin L'chamisha Damim Tamei Min HaTorah. So the Yerushalmi is Mefurish, that all five, including the black, are Tamei Min HaTorah. So Rav Stern points out that maybe this question, whether black is Tamei Min HaTorah or Midrabanan, is dependent on how do we conceive of this notion that it's Adam Shalakam, that it's it started out as red, and it was somehow diminished or somehow changed to make it appear black. The assumption is that Dam Nidus, as we've seen in other contexts, is defined at the moment that it leaves the Rechem, even before it leaves the body. So once it leaves the Rechem, that's the point at which Dam Nida is metame. So perhaps the question is whether the change from red to black occurs besocha rachem, or does it occur chutzla rachem? If it occurs besocha rachem, so then arguably by the time it leaves, it's no longer, by the time it leaves the rachem, it's no longer red, then perhaps that shouldn't be tamei min haTorah. If it was red at the time that it left the rachem, even if it turns black before it leaves the body, so at the critical moment, it was red, and whatever happens afterwards is of no a concern to us. So maybe that's partially what this depends on. He points out the following ha'ara in Rashi. You look back on the bottom of your Testament Aleph. Let's look at the Gemara together. For the end of the short lines. So the Gemara had the Memra, we're jumping in the middle, the Gemara, the Memra of Ababahu, that the Meha gives you four, Va'anan Chamisha Tanan, but don't we have five? Amrav Chanina, Shachor Adam Hu El Shalaka. That's really four Maros that are red, and Shachor started out as red, and it was luck. Tanya Nami Hachi, Shachor kecheres amok mikan tamei, dia afilu kechol tahor. So the shade of black is the shade of cheres. What's cheres? Is that a stent? No. What's the definition of cheres with the sof at the end?
We saw ink, I think.
Ink?
I think the side of the Gemara said Dio. The Ozu Hadith.
Okay. So that shade of black is the black they're talking about. If it's darker than that, it's tamei. If it's lighter than that, it's tahor. V'shachar zeh lo mitchilasa humashkir ela kishenekar humashkir. And this, the shachar they're talking about, isn't blackened from the get-go. It's blackened when it is nekar. Masha l'dam maka l'kishenekar humashkir. Just as that maka is blackened when it is nekar. Says Rashi, l'kishenekar min haguf loka umashkir. That dam maka, when it leaves the body, when it's nekar from the body, that's when it turns black. So Rav Stern points out, the Gemara here has a similar phrase half a line away from each other. Right? It says, when it comes to regular shachor of dam nidos, it's ella kishenekar humashkir, just like dam maka, likishenekar humashkir. So Rashi makes his comment on likishenekar and not on kishenekar, which comes first. So he's medayek that Rashi Dafka didn't say it on the kishenekar, because when it comes to dam nida, it's not nekar, it doesn't turn black after it's nekar. It turns black when it's still in the rechim. It's only dam maka which turns black after it's nekar min haguf. So the blackening process of dam nida is before it leaves L'kishenekar min aguf loko mashkir, that when it comes to damaka, when it's nekar from the guf, it is loka, it's loka umashkir, as opposed to the regular damnida. So then, right, so then it's then it's nishkar before it's nekar min arachim. That's why Rashi only comments on the second Lukishanakar and on the first Kishanakar. So that would be consistent with the Rashi in Sukkah, that Dam Shachor is only Mitami Midrabanan, because by the time it leaves the Rechem, it's already black. So that turns black when it's still in the Rechem before it leaves. Therefore, it's only Tamei Midrabanan. And Rashi's comment, Lukishanakar Menaguv, that's only true by Dam Akka, and Dafka not by Dam Nida. He does acknowledge that it's still conceivable. You don't have to accept this taliyah or this analysis. You could say that even if it turns black before it leaves the rechem, maybe that's still tamei min haTorah, because that's the derech of that dam to turn black. So maybe even if it only turned black when it's still in the rechem, but if that's the normal process of dam nidus, maybe it still could be tamei min haTorah. So be that as it may, again, the Pashup Shat from the Sugya would indicate that there's no distinction between the four Maros of red and Shachor, but there is this comment to the Rashba and perhaps Rashi indicating a distinction that maybe Dam Shachor is only Tamei Midrabanan. Fine. So what about other Maros? Other Maros not mentioned in the Mishnah, other shades aside from the five that the Mishnah tells us about. So the Sefer Chinuch has the following line in Mitzvah Reish Zayin. Umasha Amru Zichronam Lebracha Gam Ked Chamisha Maras Damim Hein Shetim HaTorah Ushar Maras Adamim Tahorim. So that which we say that other Maras are Tahor. Ha'inyan Hu Lefi Shechachamim Yadu B'chachmasan Shekol Dam She'ena Me'osan Chamisha Maras Eina Ba Mimakam Tamim. That Chazal knew b'chachmasan that any dam that's not from those five maros is not b'mimakam tamei. Meaning to say that the chamisha devarim tamei be'isha are an exhaustive list of the kind of shade that can emerge min harechem, and any other dam that emerges from a woman's body is not mimakam tamei. So these shades are a simen that it's dam min hamakor, and any other shade is not going to be min hamakor. So any dam that comes min hamakor is tamei. These are the shades that come in hamakor, and if you have another shade, that's an indication that it's not ba mimakam tamei. So says the Tosas Rid, kafeza min aleph dibra maskul makor, v'nir ali shadamim tahorim einan ba'im min hamakor. That the other shades, the shades that are tahorim, are not minimakor. So these shades are minimakor, and other shades are not minimakor. So it's a clear split between the various types of maros. That which are problematic are the ones that are minimakor. That which are not minimakor. Minchas Chinuch raises. Now, on the Sefer Chinuch, he notes that what the Sefer Chinuch writes is not Pashut, in light of what other Rishonim write. I mean, he doesn't have a objective raya that it can't be the case. He just points out that it's against other Rishonim. So most clearly the Rambam Perakei Alach Avav, Lo kol mashke haba min acheder mitame ela hadam bilvat. That not every liquid that comes out of the rechem is mitame, only dam is mitame. Shenemar dam yezova. Lefikach im shasaf min arechem loven omashka yarok. So therefore, if you have white or yarok coming out of the rechem, alfa pishas michaso kedam, even though its consistency is similar to that, or identical to that of dam, howel ve'ein marav maradam erez etam. Since the appearance is not that of dam, it is tahor. So it's clear in the Rambam that the maros ha-tahoros are also coming min ha-makor, but even though they're coming min ha-makor, they're still tahor. So writes Truma Sadesh and Simon Reish Mem Vav. Hovel umatzas lichluches de loven ala aid. Aminan de hahi tipas loven hi de argisha. De loven v'yarak nami min ha-makor ka'asi. That white and yarok maros also come into Makor. So according to the Rambam and the Tosafot Rid, that the maros, the horos also come into Makor, you have to figure out then what's the difference. So why is it that some, the maros mentioned the Mishnah are Tameh and the other ones are not? So it sounds like that the other maros are not considered Dam. Right? Lashon of Rambam was, so not every liquid that comes out of the makor is tame, only dam. And the other liquids, the lavan, the yarok liquids, even though they have the consistency of dam, but they're not dam. Right, good. So that's the Aruch Lener points it out. The Aruch Lener says that's a little difficult to understand, because isn't that the whole drasha of the Gemara, bidam ladam, bindin ladin, bidam ladam, bidam tar ladam tavi? So that the dam tar is also called dam, says the Aruch Lener. So what do you mean that some are considered dam and some are not considered dam? So Mereshes Moshe says, well, maybe dam means different things in different contexts. That there's a nida definition of dam and there's a kalatari kula definition of dam. That there are different halachas that are depending on dam. So maybe it's not dam in Hilchos Nida, but maybe it's still dam in Hilchos Zayin Mashkin. Or maybe it's still dam for other areas of halach. So then you still have to figure out, well, what does that mean? If to say that it's not dam, it's dam, we'll call it Darkul. It's not dam for Nida. So what is the definition of dam of Nida based on? So that perhaps requires a little bit more analysis, but there seems to be a fine line within the Rambam that it's not fully considered dam. The Mara Tahor that comes out of the Rechem is not fully considered dam. At least it's not the dam of Hilchos Nida dam, even if it may have the status of dam for other areas. What emerges from the Gemara and Daf Kaf on the days is the Gemara presents various Amorayim who seem to be reluctant to paskin on Maris Damim, or who indicated that they lacked Bekiyas in Maris Damim. And the Rush writes based on that in Perek Basim and Dalit, B'doros Halalu Ein baki b'maros damim lishon al chafmas. So nowadays, people are not sufficiently bekiyim in maros to rely on their chafma. Ula hafrid bein dam ladam, and to distinguish between dam tahor and dam tamei. Vafilu bimei chachmei ashas, hayu min achafamim shahayu nimna imilirus damim. Even in the days of Chazal, we see from the Gemara here, various Amoraim were reluctant to paskin on Maras. Kol shekena idna she'ein letahir shum dam hanota lemarad mus. So if the Amoraim were reluctant to paskin, then kol shekena nowadays, in the Tkufas HaRishonim, that no one should be metahir any dam that is no to lemarad mumis, that has any reddish tint. Im lo shehe lavan v'yaro kamari zan, unless it's definitely not red, unless it's white or yellow or gold. So according to the Rosh says the Amoraim anecdotally were reluctant to paskin on Maros, but kol shekei now, no one, you know, the time of the Amoraim, some Amoraim didn't, and presumably some Amoraim did. But now the rest of the Tkufas HaRishonim, kol shekei na'idna, so no one should be mitaher any dam with any reddish with any reddish shape. So the Mishnah has four types of red, which is not an exhaustive list of reds. There are other reds that are presumably dam tahor, mikra din, but the Rosh says nowadays, no one should claim to have the bekiyas to distinguish between different shades of reds, and anything that's no to lad mumis, you have to be mitam. But according to the Rosh, this is an hanhaga that you have in the days of the Rishonim. There's no Xeris Chazal, not to paskin and maris, and not to be mitahir reds that are now the Mishnah, but this is a hanhaga from the times of the Rishonim. Rabbi Carr points out that if you look in some of the Gaonim, the Shiltos, the Bahag, and even the Smag, so they make no mention of any post Mishnaic practice of not paskining on Maros that are red or different shades of red. So that sounds like maybe they didn't have such a Chumrah in the Tkufas HaGaonim, and it only developed later on in the period of the Rishon. So that's all we see in the Rosh, is that Kol Shekena Idna, in his time, it's inappropriate to be Metaher any dam that's no tel ladnus. In the Rambam, you get the impression that we're talking about a Takana Keduma, an earlier practice, going back to Chazal. The Rambam has, in Parakeh, Bimei Chachmei Gemara Nistape Kadaver Harbe Beria Sadamim Viniskakula Vestos. So in the time of Chazal, there was confusion about Vestos, and that's what led to the Takanas Rabbi. And then the Rama goes on, Alachi Gimel, V'cheinim Haisa B'maka V'hayadam Shosif Mena, Osha B'adam Meir Glayim, Hareza Tahora, Kolonishadish Dabr Elispira Shivatakiyim, Lakol Roa Dam Tame, Vishayu Kolmare Damim Tame. So the Rambam lumps together the fact that we require Shivanakiyim for anyone who sees Dam with Shayu Kolmare Damim Tame. That sounds like this practice of the Mitame any Mare Dam and not distinguishing between reds goes back to the time of Takanas Rabbi. The Ramban, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, in his halachos, Ramban writes, Hamara shayu chacham mitam ben chamishahein, he goes through the list. Ve'ein anu tzricha lichtov mishpatei b'dikasan, Shekvar Gazru Alehen. So we don't have to give any details because Kvar Gazru Alehen, Bismanazeh, Koshi Yeshbo Mara, and Mumis Klau, Benchaya Omekarbe, Odia Harbe, be very deep, very light, Tame, Lachain Komara Shekvaros, as opposed to Yoro Kvalava. So the Rambat also says Lashin Kvar Gazru Alehen. For Gazalein sounds like it's an earlier Xera, not a Hanhaga in his time, but sometime earlier, sounds like in the time of Chazal, for Gazalein, that any Mara Adam we have to be Machmiran wherever it falls on the spectrum of rents. He mentions it a few seifim later. I don't think one is mechayiv to say the other. It's in the same parak, but it's not. There are a few intervening halachos. I don't think one is mechayiv the other. Okay. So the Torah also writes like what the Rambam seems to indicate, that that this chumrah or this hanhaga of zera of not being makel in any red is nichlal b'takanas Rebbe. And then to round out the picture, in the Talmidei Benyon and Brachos, in the fifth parak, on afilu roes tipas dam kachardol, the minhag benos Yisrael of Reb Zera, so the Talmidei Benyon there has a daya that afilu roes tipas dam kachardol is a function of the shade, that they were mafmer even on a mara that has the appearance of kein chardol. So you'll call that, we'll talk in a few moments about yellows, so call that a golden or a deep kind of yellow, but at least that indicates that already in the time of Reb Zera, and not from the Nos Yisrael, according to that opinion, the expansion was to include other shades that up to that point had been considered to be a mare tal. So that Talmidei Benyon is a chiddush, but within the other Rishonim, so the two approaches seem to be whether this is a later practice that developed in times of the Rishonim, as the Rush indicates, and maybe the omission of some Gaonim would indicate that also, or is it somehow traced back to Takanas Rebbe, or an earlier Gzeira going back to the period of Chazal. Okay. let's go back to the Gemara Daf Yutes and the next part of the Mishnah. Hayarok, Akavi ben Malal, Mitame, Vicham Mitari. So Akavi ben Malal says that Yarok is Tame, Vicham, and say Tahor. And again, the Gemara says, "V'chav mitar in hayne tanakama ikid beinayu litlos." Again, according to Chachamim, it's not even a safek. Amara yarok is considered tahor lagami. So, what is the yarok that we are speaking of? It says Tosus on the top of Amid Beis, "Hayarok akavi b'malam matame, hayarok haynu keesrok." Yarok means yellow. Not a green esrog. An esrog is yellow. Velo yarok kikarsi, not green, which is the problematic esrog. Not yarok like leek. The ain's a no to la mumis. It wouldn't make sense, even though it's true that yarok in certain contexts can mean green. But the reason that anyone would be metame a shade is because it has some resemblance or somewhere near red. So you could hear, says Tosos, that yellow, some shades of yellow or gold may bear resemblance to red, but green is nowhere near red. So there wouldn't be any havamina, there wouldn't be any makom for day and tanayim to be machmir on green. Vistam yarokenu, and anyway, the default yarok kikarsi means yarok like a leek, that's green, but yarok stam means yellow. Kedamru lilavagazel, yarok kikarsi mechlal vistam yarok lav hachihu. So Tosu says the yarok means yellow, yarok esrog, and the machlokas tanaim here, three-way machlokas tanaim, is it tamei, safek, or tahor, and we paskin presumably the chachamim, that is tahor legarmi, so a yellow mare is 100% tahor without any safek. That's what the Rashba has as well, dira maskel v'yarok. He quotes Tosefta Nagoyim, Yirakrak Kishava. So Yirakrak as in the shade of wax, which is a yellowish, somewhere on the yellow gold spectrum. Bayarak es chanichav, horiku bezahav. Okay. The Rashba, like Tosis, assumes that the machlokas here is about yellow, but no one would ever say that green is problematic. That's pasha. The Ritva writes as follows. Me'ata af bizman hazeh she'ein anu ro'en dam. Even nowadays, where we have this hanhaga of not being mafkin between reds, kol shehu lavan o yaro kikarsi tarhu. Anything that is white or green like a leek is tahor. So the Ritva seems to have understood, not like Tosos, that yarok means green, but yellow, all bets are off. Yellow might be problematic. He said the minog not to be makel on any potential maritame doesn't extend to white or green, but yellow it might extend to. And the Iri passes this way as well, that yellow in practice is tame, even though Rav Avner points out the Shiur Shevet Levi that there's an Iri in Erchin that says otherwise. He said he raises the question: is it a stira? Is it a chazara? And if it is a stira, then he thinks that you should follow. If there's a stira in the Iris, the klal should be that you follow the sugya the Shmaisa, the where he's mefarish the sugya b'mkomo. And this is the sugya b'mkomo. So if there is a stira in the Iris, then you have to assume the Iris mafnir lemaisa. But that is still a minority position. We show, and you have that in the Ritva, you have it in the Iri. Piskei Shuvin Sipkat and Dalit quotes the Marshal, the Shalah, based on the Marshal being Machmir. But in Shulchan Aruch, we're unequivocally Makel. So let's open the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Peches. Kol Mara Adom, Beinam Ukei Aharbe Amok, Tveim, V'chein Kol Mara Shachor, V'ein tar elamar lavan, v'chein mar yarok, afilu kamar hashava wazam. So any mar yarok is tahor, even yarok like wax or gold. V'koshikana yarok ikarsi, okasav, v'koshikain if it's green. V'chein, the Ramah says, mar shikorin loshin ashkenaz blue. Afilu yesh v'smichus dam hu avharbe, even if it has a consistency of blood. Afilu hergisha shenivtach makara ubatka miyad amatsa maris alalu tahora. Okay. So that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that any yarok, including yellow, is a maris alalu. The Aruch HaShulchan, Akedei Kach, wonders how the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah really could have entertained that Kibas Dam Kachardol means a shade and that we'd be machmer in yellow. He writes in Sif Katan Ches that none of the later posts can quote this halacha. Ubevadai lo yatsu dvarim elu mipigon kanu. So it can't be, it must be a mistake. There's no way that Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah or the Rabbeinu Yonah would have ever said such a thing. It must be a mistake, unless the mustard seed in their time was black mustard or red mustard. As he says, Mishnah Kalayim has chardol and chardol amitzvi. So it sounds like there are two types of mustard. So maybe there were mustard seeds that were in yellow. But lo yitachin that anyone could have possibly said that a mustard shade is a mara tam. Okay, and Rav Avadia quotes on page Reish Tzadi from the Tshuva Me'ava, Chela Gimel Simen Shin Samach Beis, he writes that before he started his Rabbanus, he asked his Rebbe, the Nod Yehuda, how to treat yellows, and he said that you have no right to be machmir for anyone else against the Pesach HaShulchan Aruch. I mean, if you want to be machmir for yourself, no one will stop you, but you have no right to pass in that way for anyone else. However, all of this notwithstanding, there is some resonance, lehalacha, of this position of the Shalah quoted, according to Marshal, the Machmirim on yellows. And that's from a comment of the Chochmas Adam, Kuf Yud Zayin Ostes. Chochmas Adam Kuf Yud Zayin Ostes writes as follows. Venerally, Afilu Kemara Gal Kishava, Upshita Kizahav, Yesh Lahachmir Bibdikazu. So the Chochmas Adam writes that when it comes to a Hefzikara, you should be machmir if there's a yellow mare on a hefzikara. The afal gav the kaimelan the yarak tahor, even though we paskin that yarak meaning yellow is tahor, kaven the shalah kasa b'shem arshal shakasa mara mint b'shem gedolim dein letar b'mehiras v'lachein al kol panim b'bedika zu shadayin b'cheskos roi yesh lahachmir. Chachmas Adam says, in general, we're not choshesh for the machmirim. However, when it comes to hefzik tara, so there the standards are higher because the hefzik tara is serving to remove a woman from a cheskas tuma and to reinstate her cheskas tara. So in order to do that, you have to have a higher standard. So the Chachmas Adam says, for regular bedikos, if you have a mara that's yellow, doesn't bother us. But for Hefzik Tara, where the stakes are higher, so then you have to be choshesh even for, sounds like you're saying, you should be choshesh even for minority shitos and be machmir on emara that is yellow. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes that the Rav Yashiv was machmir this way in practice. Piskei Das, Perek Beis, footnote Lamed Beis, Perek Beis, footnote Lamed Beis. And Rav Yashiv thought that you should even be machmir on a mochdachuk. That if there's a yellow mar on a mochdachuk, you have to be machmir. Other achron and Shevet Alevi, to the extent that he is machmir for yellow and hefzik tara, is not machmir on a mochdachuk. But Rabbi Morgenstern quotes that Rav Yashiv was even on a mochdachuk. And Ramosha went even further. Ramosha in Tshuva number 3 to Rabbi Eider. And also Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Ches, Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Ches, as well as Chelik Gimel, the end of Simen Nun Hei. It goes Moshe Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Ches, Chelik Gimel, the end of Simen Nun Hei. So Moshe thinks that both for yellow and for brown, that we'll talk about soon, even though in principle we assume that that's a Mara Tahor, but you should be Machmir not only for Hefzik Tara, but for the first 3 days of Bidikos as well. That we'll see some resonance of this when we discuss Shivanakiyam, that there may be certain areas in which the first 3 days of Shivanakiyam were more mafmir, because you have to more firmly establish that there's no more re'iyastam during the first 3 days. So Moshe thinks that you should be mafmir for a yellow mare, even for the bedikos of the first 3 days. As you mentioned, Rav Vosner, in the Shir Shevet Levi and Chelek Vav Simen Kuf Kaftas, he thinks that for browns and for yellows, he should be machmir for Hefzik Tara, unless it's a woman who is used to having this kind of yellow discharge on a regular basis. Or he says maybe if there's a pruvu consideration, that would be affected, so maybe you could be makel there as well. In Rabbi, the someone put out a sefer, Rabbi Olbam's shirim on Nida, called the Cheskas Tara. He didn't write himself, but someone put it out. So he quotes there in the name of Rav Gustman, in the name of Rav Chaim Ozer, that the reason to be machmir in a Hefzik Tara is that Hefzik Tara doesn't only establish that a woman isn't seeing Dam Nida anymore, but also establishes that it's the Mayan is Sagor, that there's nothing else being discharged. So even if you see a Mara Tahor, then it shows you that the Mayan isn't closed. So I'm not sure how far you go with that. because if you take that to the fullest, so any discharge at all, even of a totally not problematic nature, would be a problem on a hefsek tara. That's what Rabbi Olbam quotes from Gristman, quoting from Chaim Ozer. But even among the machmirim here, there are different shades of the machmir. So Rabbi Karp, for example, says or points out that even if you're going to be machmir on a yellow for hefsek tara, but not every yellow is the same. So a yellow that is more goldish, kizav or kishava, which is closer on some level to anmumis, that it makes sense to be machmir for. But if something is so light, so then he doesn't think even the machmirim would be mafsik on a hefsek tara. Something similar in the end of the Sefer Ma'ariv Kohen, he quotes and he has some brief tshuvas from Chaim Kanievsky. So he quotes there that the Chazon Ish was machmir on yellow, but only where it's no to lad mumis, where it's a closer to red kind of yellow. So if from a posek that is machmir, again in Shulchan Aruch, there's no indication that there should be any different standard for Shulchan Aruch Shachtaz on the page, the top of the page. There's no indication that there should be any different standard for what kind of yellow or any yellow being problematic for Hefsek Tara more than any other bedika. Chachmas Adam is machmir because a Hefsek Tara requires a higher level of birur to be motzi mecheskas tuma. And therefore, you have to be choshish for minority opinions, even about problematic maros. So if you take that position, as many contemporary posts can do, at least lechachila, you have to figure out, or the posek paskin will have to figure out what yellows that applies to, as there could be a range, or and browns, as we'll see. Rabbi Willig is of the position that you follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to be machmir even for hefsek tara. For any mara that you wouldn't be makel on for a regular bidika. Okay, what about brown? The Sidrei Tara in Sefkat and Tes writes as follows. Second. Let's look at the Piskei Tshuva. Quote in Piskei Tshuva, Sifkat and Aleph. I am the Sidrei Tara, B'shem Matzasi Kasov, Shadam Hanota Litzeva Brown, Shehu Ke'ein Klipas Armonim, like chestnuts, Kamot Mashka Kwafi, Shehu Tahor. So Sidrei Tara quotes the Matzasi Kasov, that Dam that is Nota Brown is Tahor. Vein tzarich lomar b'kesem l'fishu einu nota lad mumis. Brown is not black, and brown is not nota lad mumis. V'gam ani masasi tzav kasev v'hu b'sheilas yaivitz. And I also found it. I found it in the Tshuva of Yaakov Emden. The Rav Avadia quotes on the Fachas Mitzalel that the Sidri Torah also found it in the Tshuva of Yaakov Emden, but he didn't want to mention Rav Yaakov Emden by name because of the machlokas with Rav Yonason Ivishitz. So that's the anonymous Masasi Kasev is the same Shailas Yaivitz that the Piskei Tshuva quotes independently. But be that as it may, the Sidri Torah quotes that if you have a brown mara, like chestnuts or coffee, then that is a mara tam. And the Lashon of the Yaivitz in Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Dalid, he writes that the Shaila of brown wasn't inspired in the earlier poskim, and he says, Nira lehakel, why? It doesn't look red. And even when it comes to black, the Mishnah says, Dia mikain tar. If it's a lighter shade than the black of kecheres, the black of ink, so then that's tahor tar anyway.
Sorry, who was that, Rebbe?
That's the Ivitz. Chelek Aleph Simen Memdal. And Rav Avadia adds that, as we saw earlier, according to the Rashba, maybe Rashi, black is only the Rabbanan anyway. So even if you're concerned that brown may be a little close to black, but black anyway is only the Rabbanan. The way the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sifkat and Tess is that the brown, the Ein Zem Miminam Klal, brown is not black. Raknota ma'av l'shachar, so it looks a little bit black. Shita she'ela n'lahachar b'chinam, the kavana salmatza kasu kain. That's the kavana of the Ivitz, that, yeah, it's true that we're machmir on black. And even a lighter black, you might be machmir on. But brown isn't black. And there's no evidence that you need to be machmir. The dark etshuva and zivkat and vav, quotes other achronim, the Lechem and Simlin, others that are machmir on brown. And he notes that the Sidrei Torah himself, even though the Arsim in the Sidrei Torah quotes the Masasi Kasev to be Mekel, but the Sidrei Torah in Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sikata Nun Beis, the end of Sukkot and Beis, so he quotes Matzati Kasa, but he also quotes Lahachmir. So the Dark Etshuva quotes that even the Sidrei Torah isn't necessarily convinced to assume like the Matzasi Kasev lehalacha. And the Sidrei Torah quotes that the Chachamim of Frankfurt were mefakbek on the Sidrei Torah. Remember, the Sidrei Torah was a Talmud of the Shev Yaakov, who was a Rav in Frankfurt, so the Sidrei Torah spent time in Frankfurt. But the Zarek Hatshuva quotes that the Chachamim of Frankfurt were mefakbek on the Kula of the Sidrei Torah. And even though the Chachamim of Frankfurt were mefakbek, Rabbi Willey points out that when he was new to the Rabbanus and he got his first shayla about a brown mara, he went to show it to Rav Schwab. And Rav Schwab took out a container of coffee beans. And he said that the only problematic brown is a shade that is darker than coffee beans, darker than coffee. So for all intents and purposes, that knocks out most browns that you would commonly see. It would have to be very dark brown that's really close to the black, which would be problematic if you had that standard, but most browns that you typically see are lighter than that. Pisgah Das also Chelik Beis, sorry, Perik Beis, footnote 20, quotes from Rav Yashiv, that Rav Yashiv sounds like had a different cutoff point, that he was only makel on lighter browns, that lighter browns that are closer to yellow he was makel on, but other browns not. So you need a little shimush from people who can't just figure out based on words what this means. So I can't tell you what Rav Yashiv's cutoff was. In the Sefer Zikara on Pachad Yitzchak, page Tafkuf Nun Beis, Tafkuf Nun Beis, I just saw on the front cover of this week's Mishpacha magazine indicated that it's the 43rd side of a footner, either is or coming up. So in the Sefer Zikara on Pachad Yitzchak, they printed a very brief tshuva of Yitzchak Hanan, who was machmir on Brown's for Shiv Nakiyim across the board, meaning it's machmir on any brown throughout Shiv Nakiyim. It was only makel on Ksamim for Browns. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes the same thing from Rabbi Meir Arik and other Achronim that had that distinction to be machmir on Browns for any bedikas and only to be makel for Ksamim. So again, you have that range among poskim, contemporary poskim. As far as yellows are concerned, so the broad consensus is that we're makel on yellows, unless you're a choshesh for the chachmas adam to be machmir for hefsek tara for yellow. Browns is seems to be more of a range among the poskim of the last generation, whether and to what extent you're a choshesh for browns, but many are makel based on the masasi kasev. We make on many shades of brown, unless they're very dark. Rabbi Morgenstern points out that if you're both for a young couple who is looking at Maros for the first time and figuring out when to ask the Shaila, as well as for a Bunim, you have to make sure you're not colorblind. That I thought whoever's colorblind knows that they're colorblind, but if you have red-green colorblindness, then you don't want to be paskinding on Maros. So he says that if you don't know what your baseline is, a young couple should ask Shilas for the get-go, even for things that seem to be simple, to make sure that they're not missing something as far as shades. And Rav should know whether he's colorblind or not. I don't get asked too many questions about Maros every now and then. And usually I would defer if there's someone else to answer, I would defer elsewhere. I was once a scholar in residence in the shul, and one of the Baal Batim came over to me after davening, after shir, and asked if they could talk to me outside. So I went outside, and the Baal Bas asked if I could see, if he could show me a Mara. They said, "Don't you have a Rav here?" He said, "Well, the Rav is colorblind, so he doesn't pass in a Maras." So you have to know what your limitations are. Although if it's red-green color blindness and it looks green, then that's probably a good indication that you're not seeing properly. despite the theory, it's not so common to see a real green Mara. The other thing that Rabbi Morgenstern quotes a letter from Rav Yashiv, very strongly, he writes that this is, Rav Yashiv was not one to attack or to get involved in things that he wasn't asked. But he writes, and he prints a letter to this effect, Rav Yashiv felt very strongly that no one nowadays has the right to paskin on reds. That no one can claim, they have a mesorah, that certain shades of red are tahor. So he writes here, and Rav Yashiv writes in a letter dated Tafshin Nun Tes, printed in the back of Perek Dalet here in the Pisgei Das. Regarding your Sheila, one of the Kehilas in Chutz La'aretz, where there's a Rav Mora HaRav, who paskins on Dan Nida, and he says he has the ability to be mafkin bein Dam Tamei with Dam Tahor, and between different kinds of reds. Kashali Lahamin Shekacha Impnei Advarin Shebedoreinu Anu. It's hard for me to believe that such a thing could be going on. Dor yasam asher nistatmu mayanos achachma ve'ein itani yodeyad ma. How could this be? Yem misha yariv oz b'nafsho lahoros halacha l'maisa b'davar shekadmai dekadmai rishonim kamalachim pachdu v'radu lifsok b'sheilos nashim pen yikashu b'isakaretz k'mavur b'shili per beis denida. So the Kalmonim had problems paskening on Reds. He quotes the Rush, quotes the Tor. Achein, im chas b'sholem niyed kadavar hazeh, hare misha bo liyadur she'elas b'dikas eich and imsal avdam, v'huchshar mitam sheladas ha'machshir dam makahu, alav levakish rachamim v'yashiv al-Hashem yirachameyu, v'yirsham al-pinkaso, shekishivane beis ha'mikdash yatziya adavar levdei ha'chachamim, asher yuba imim ha'heim, alav levichata so ashim tali alo. That if someone went to a Mor HaRa, the Mor HaRa paskin that red isn't red, then you have to make a note in your diary, and meher yivane beis ha'mikdash, you have to figure out whether you're chayiv a chatas or an ashim tali. That's pretty strong. And then he quotes a letter from Rav Vosner to the same effect that no one has the right to do that. Now there were Rabbanim Gedolim in Yerushalayim in the last generation who did claim or have said they had a Masara for paskening on certain Reds Lukula. Pretty big names. But it does seem that the literature favors the Rav Eliashiv approach here. We don't have such Masaras. Okay. I think we'll stop here for today. And next time we'll talk about Maras that change color, seeing Maras at night, the Nemanus about representing information about Maras. And then after that, we'll go on to Hefsek Tara, Paletes, and Shivanukiyam.